I was telling Dr. Quimp reporters just now, and I said that although I heard that rumor that you were going to sell it to the FBI, I hadn't verified it, and that's just something we had thought based on certain things. Having said that, obviously the decision to do this was not mine. I didn't know about it until after it was done. I know they put up my name on your Twitter account. That was an admirer of mine, referring to the refutation of that document, and oh, and the Financial Times article, which, as you probably know by now, was partly false, so much as, Q being a co-founder, Owen, et cetera, they're looking for a replacement for Owen, that sort of thing. I mean, I'm handling the legal defense for these people, so I'm in the loop on that. And,
right, so I get what you're saying. Despite what, the folks that you talk to and on, there is definitely a structure. Every organization has one, and an on has one. Yes, it's a very loose organization.
Well, I actually agree with you about there being a few dozen people who sort of lead things de facto, sort of set the pace, although it's totally informal. But, I mean, in terms of the IRC, like the non-Oscar, and in fact, I'm in there right now talking to Penny, actually, who called me earlier. She came in to IRC, but she's still in there, actually. I just told her you just called. They would like you to join them in there at some point if you'd like. And I'll try to keep them to, keep productive. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you got partly right. But, basically,
Just to clarify with you, the point of my talk and the point of my research was to demonstrate the vulnerabilities of social media. I did this,
right.
Everybody keeps ignoring, but I did this against a critical infrastructure node, and I did it against military ambition, where I'm able to work my way through social media. It's not freaking rocket science, but not a lot of people talk about it. So I'm doing a talk on it, even if I get a portion of a non-folks, I mean, look what they can do. It just proves the point that if I can even get partial right on a non, social media is a problem. And that's what my talk is about. It's not about prosecuting a non. It's about, am I using the publicity that anonymous is getting? Absolutely. Just like anybody does, just like a non does, just like anybody else does, you use both publicity that's out there in order to get your message heard, or
right.
Whatever.
No, I understand that.
I'm running a business. I'm not trying to, attack and on. I'm not releasing, and have not released publicly anything.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever supply Anonymous with the research you had gathered before you started talking to the press about it, for instance?
No.
Okay, so you didn't. Were you planning on doing that at any point? Like before you started giving to everybody else?
I provided.
You would, the people in the IRC that you think are leaders, for instance, like Q and Owen. That might have been a good start. Or perhaps Greg Hausch, who along with me was named in the New York Times the other day as, people who have been openly involved in Anonymous. But basically, when you're doing white hatting, basically, I said this isn't hacking, but I mean, when you're doing that sort of, counter intel research, if you're doing it in a purpose that's going to be constructive for the subject, you tend to give it to the subject rather than going to, say, the press. You see what I'm saying? And that's sort of the problem that I think a lot of Anonymous has with your process here. Now, I understand you've had a rough day, and you've been picked on again. This is not my doing, although I can't say I disapprove of it, because we have to protect ourselves and our interests, and in particular our operations, which, as you may know, should know, involve North Africa, and it's a lot of productive stuff, which is why I'm with them. You can probably see why, if you're doing all this research and then going to the press with it, this stuff that you say is stuff that you yourself got, obviously, which you did. Stuff that is not commonly known, and you go to the press with it, and put in a document on a company server, instead of, say, coming to us and saying, hey, guys, careful, and giving us what you have, even before going to the press. Let's say we came into your deal, as we did today, and, find your insecurities, find what your password, like we did. If we didn't come to you, obviously, and say, hey, man, your passwords and all that are pretty easy to track, and we just got into all your files, and here's the emails, not just your company, but the company that owns part of your company, et cetera. We didn't do that. And if we did, I'm sure you would have been thankful. What we did was went to the press. We announced it,
yeah,
and then
we
operated on it.
What I did was not illegal.
Well, that's for the lawyers to decide. We have...
Absolutely.
You'll have to talk... Again, you'll have to talk to Stanley Cohen about this. Okay, I'm not a lawyer. I'm the exact opposite of a lawyer. So you're gonna have to talk to one of our lawyers on that if you have a.
I'm sorry, it's gonna be out of my hands. I have a meeting with the FBI at 11 a.m. as you guys know, because they called me now to talk to the conversation is not gonna be. Hey, listen, guys, this is just research. You know, this is not evidentiary. You know, I'm not collecting. The thing is everything that I collect is historical. Everybody can change their IRCs, which some of them already have, can change their IRCs immediately, and my data structure just falls apart.
My data structure of Project PM is compromised because you put in a document, before going to FBI, the name of my IRC and all that, and the function of it. Now, some of that's public information, because Project PM is not is a totally legitimate deal. It's not only part of Anonymous or even really functionally part of Anonymous, but that's in that document. And we don't know who that document is, who you're planning on sending it to. It obviously wasn't just for your own self. You weren't just going to sit on it. It was on your company website. It was done in the course of your duties as a federal contractor. And, you know, again, you didn't come to us and say, hey, careful, people can come into your thing. I mean, we know people can come into IRC and on ops and spy on us. Most people don't because, you know.
I didn't go to the military and so everything that is the point when I do my talk next week, that's the point of my talk, is this is all a commercial public infrastructure. Everybody has access to. Not access to any of this information is not illegal. And look what you've been put together.
Right. Well, some of the stuff you put together was wrong for the first thing, and a lot of it was. Right, but that it didn't make it to the FT article where it talked about our alleged leadership. You didn't emphasize that enough, apparently, to the reporter, you know, because they seemed to think, you know.
Yes, I did. I told the reporter. The reporter writes what the reporter wants to write. You know that.
Well, I do know that, but, I mean, there's a process that someone goes through as when you're, in A, running a company, B, infiltrating and just sort of reporting on other people's activities without their knowledge, and C, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, you have to be careful with them, and that's you have to talk to the FT about that, because that's not my doing, that they didn't put that in. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you are someone who compiled information on our alleged vulnerability, and in some cases, real vulnerabilities, compiled that, told the press about it, didn't come to us with it, and otherwise, you know, I understand you gotta make your living, I understand we all do, I mean, it's not personal, is what I'm saying. That's right. We was the press to talk about you. I mean, I understand. We're all talking about something to the press. I mean,
sure. Yeah. Except you're releasing data that's illegal. I didn't.
Look, I'm not personally.
Okay,
I'm not.
Barrett, yep. I'm not at all trying to be rude, but this conversation is obviously not going to go anywhere. I mean, but, the data's out there anyway.
Okay. Can I help you with anything else, sir?
What's that?
What do you want from me in terms of, like, this conversation? I mean, how can I?
Well, I don't know. You've asked me to call you. You left me voice.
Well, I mean, that doesn't offer because obviously your conversation weren't very productive in the IRC. That didn't work out, obviously. It's a lot of people yelling at you, blah, blah. So, I mean, I was going to open up communications, and we did so. I mean, I don't think there's much even if I wanted to, there's not much I can do for you at this point in terms of that. I mean, I'm not a hacker, again, like I said. I didn't have knowledge of this until it happened. I didn't know. I mean, I just saw the article yesterday and made fun of it, but that was it. You know, I mean, that's, I don't run Anonymous. I'm not in charge of anything, really, except for, like, legal matters right now. That's basically it. Again, there's just not much, there's not much we can do in terms of this conversation. I can't really, I would advise you, as I asked you, Penny's in there right now in the IRC in, the Operation HB Gary channel. So, I mean, they're asking to come in, and I've talked to Penny, and, I would suggest you go to them and talk to them, because, at this point, there's really very little I can do personally. I mean, I don't have much pull there, and,
All
right, well, Grace, it was good to talk to you, and good luck with the conference. I'm sure you got plenty to speak about at the conference next week and all that, so, you can turn lemons into lemonade, man.
It's just going to bring a shit ton more people to the talk.
I'll tell you, that literary editor of New Republic, you know, when he got caught using a fake name and praising himself on the New Republic, and then they fired him at first, and he wrote a big book about it, you know. And, it was well-received, actually. I didn't read it, but...
Okay,
well, do what you gotta do. All right, well, I'm just giving you some advice anyway. You don't need it. I'm sure you're a big boy. Anyway, I'm sorry I couldn't help you more. Good to meet you. Like I said, you might check into IRC. You know, that'd be what I would do. So, Dr. Penny, I guess, I don't know. She's in there right now, sort of talking to people and et cetera, et cetera, so... Well, I'll tell. I mean, they want you back in there, so I'll tell them you want to get in, and Penny's in there, et cetera. And me and Gregor in there, and basically we'll ensure that you have free passage into the IRC. They can unban your IP and all that. I'll tell them to right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take it easy. Good luck with everything, man. All right. Bye.